And we welcome you back to Giants First and 10 Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. This is our plus segment, 10 plus, as the Giants select Odell Beckham Jr., the wide receiver out of LSU with the 12th overall pick. And joining us in studio, the head coach of the New York Giants, two-time Super Bowl champion head coach, Tom Coughlin. Coach, congratulations
Thank
on the
you.
Pick.
Appreciate it.
Tell us what you liked as a coach and as a staff about this young man.
Well, we're excited about this pick because Odell gave us an opportunity to have a three-pronged talent to put points on the board. He is an exceptional punt returner, a kickoff returner, and, of course, a very, very gifted receiver. And a guy that has the ability and the speed and the quickness, again, to put the ball in the end zone for us. And that's what we were excited about.
Now, when you went through this process, and everyone thinks that the receiving core kind of fell off last year, and I say that it was due in part to offensive line production, which equated to quarterback production, which equated to wide receiver. So does everyone start from scratch now in this training camp? Because when you look at some of the guys like Randall, who was an early draft pick for you, and then Jernigan, who stepped up at the end of the year.
Right. Well, that's for sure. But still, and we have Mario Manningham back as well. But in this particular player, we thought this talent, this value was so great that we were extremely impressed. All of our meetings, all of our scouts, everyone stood up on the table for this young man. And to be honest with you, there was a lot of emotion in the room as to whether or not he would be there. A couple of linemen, and he made it to within our grasp. And as we went over each player on the board prior to making the selection, we were real excited about this guy being there and the thought that he could help us in so many different ways. He's also a guy who is a very hard worker. We feel like he's obviously speed. He's very, very, very fast. And these ingredients, plus his bloodlines, as you've heard, were very exciting for us.
Coach, you get the guy you want at number 12. It's going to be a long weekend for you guys, coaches, scouts. You talk about determining factors, just from a fan standpoint, whether it's, you know, you read NFL comparison or what he was asked to do in college, like what becomes the determining factor before you draft a guy to walk in this building and produce as a rookie?
Well, there's a lot of factors. I mean, you have people that are in the field following these guys from the time they're freshmen in college. What do their coaches say about him? What did Les Miles say about him? He was very, very strong in his compliments for Odell. But you have all kinds of ingredients. You have the character aspect of it. You certainly have the playing ability. You have his intelligence. You have a lot of factors that go into that type of to the decision to go ahead and take a guy like this. But in this young man, we felt like he can make such a strong contribution, and we think right away.
Coach, not that this is it's a small component of, but yesterday at the Play 60 event in New York City, I had a chance to interview most of the guys that are in town for the draft, and Odell Beckham was one of them that sat with us, and I was impressed by he looks you in the eye.
Yes, he does.
And he has thought out answers, and he seems to be a kid that gets it.
Yep.
If that makes sense.
I know that's the way he was with us in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. He did the same thing. He was very professional in his interview with us. He wasn't robotical. He wasn't somebody that had been set up by an agent to say, push a button and say what the requirements are. But so we came away with a very, very strong feeling about him based on his interview. And then, of course, we backed it up with his field play.
And you talk about not being robotic. Did he have the football IQ that is required for this system? Now, let me ask you, this is a new system, new offensive coordinator. Tom Coughlin still has an offensive mind. It's the Coughlin-McAdoo system. Is this going to feature new things? Obviously, it's going to be different from what Kevin Gilbride did. But, you know, what is that going to do for receivers now that they don't have to think as much?
Well, they're going to have to think, believe
me. But not the read and react.
They are really going to have to because in just the introduction of our new system with Ben McAdoo, as you mentioned, there's a lot of variety and a lot of play change at the line of scrimmage that goes with learning this system. So what we're excited about is the fact that our entire offensive group, you know, is up on their toes this spring because they're learning something new. And I think that's a good thing. Now, when you look at where does a guy like Odell, how does this factor in for him? He's just a little bit behind because, in fact, we've just been here, you know, for a week. So this is a very important thing for him. He's not going to be that far behind. He's a smart guy. We think he can catch up fast.
In today's NFL, Coach, with the limited amount of time you get guys in the offseason as it is, with the limitations that are during training camp practices and even in season where you can't really hit, is football IQ more important now than maybe ever before?
Well, there's no doubt about that. And you just mentioned it. Some guys are smart football-wise, not smart in the classroom. Some people have the ability to do it all. But if you can grasp concepts, you certainly are going to be more advanced in your opportunity to go on the field and not have to think but react like a football player.
Coach, you've got 76 guys in the building right now working out. You can only bring 90 into training camp. I mean, there's a lot of new faces. I'm still asking guys what their names when I walk by them in the hallway.
That's right.
These last 14 guys that you have to bring in, I mean, how important is it to just getting the right guy that may contribute and make the team?
Well, we're looking for guys that can contribute right now. This is not one of those deals anymore where, you know, you can take a guy and he might sit there for a year or two. Not in the present system. So we're looking for people that can come in and contribute. Now, don't forget special teams. Guys can contribute right away on special teams that maybe are not going to be starters or what have you. So that as we go through the draft, you'll see that. But when we finish, we also have we've all realized that kids are coming in here as free agents and making teams and making an impact on their teams right away in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So we're very, very much concerned with how we're going to be able to be effective once the draft is over to put the rest of the numbers together.
Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes. Congratulations on
Thank
the pick.
You.
And I know this is just the first of
the first.
Plenty of picks
it's
that happened to me. But we appreciate the time tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
That's New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin joining us here on the program. Still to come, we'll hear from Odell Beckham Jr. via the telephone, General Manager Jerry Reese, Director of College Scouting Mark Ross, as we continue with Giants First and 10 Draft Night Live presented by Verizon here on MSG after this.